Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again. And I greet you, as always, in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And if he isn't yours, he can be. If he isn't yours, he wants to be. If he isn't yours, friend, he came to be. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save. That was his lost according to the book of Luke, chapter 19 and verse 10. Well, look, I'm glad that you've tuned in today. Debbie and I are excited about the program, excited about the message. And, I just hope it brings glory to God, and I hope it encourages you. I really, really do. I've opened my Bible, the book of Daniel, chapter 6, very familiar passage of Scripture to people young and old. I mean, I can remember hearing the story about it when I was just a kid in Sunday school or vacation Bible school. And you know what? It's a story that never grows old. Matter of fact, I can remember teachers using flannel graph. Do you remember that? Wasn't that amazing? Well, I've just captivated my imagination and my attention, and to watch them tell that story through that avenue of instruction. Wow, what a great memory that is. So I trust that our time together and the Word of God today will be a blessing. I'm going to read, the Lord willing, verse 10 out of chapter 6 of the book of Daniel. And here's what I want us to think about. Let's just continue, all right? Let me use that for text. Let's just continue. And I'm going to begin that message in just a couple of minutes. But before I do that, Deb's got a song she's going to do. The title of it is Faithful. Now this song is written about a preacher. He's done gone to be with the Lord. I mean, it was written in his 50th year anniversary of preaching. So it is a personal song as far as that goes. But it goes along with this message. Again, the title of it is Faithful, and when Debbie's done, I'll be back with the message. Enjoy.
I remember as a little child staying with my friend. Her father worked in the mine, yet he was a preacher man. Something always caught my eye. He could be found sitting in his chair, reading from God's holy word, so he could tell others about this man and spread the good news throughout the land. And he's been his dear companion close by his side. I'm thankful for the impact they had on my life. For you see, one night at an altar of prayer, Jesus died.
Wonderful. I don't know where I can talk to you for crying, but that was written about a man by the name of George Smith, and what a godly man he was. What a good example. What a great man of God he was. He was human. He was flesh and bone, just like you and I. But I'll tell you what, he was faithful. He was faithful to the things of God and how we appreciate people that are. You know what? There's a lot of people that way. A lot of people in this day and this hour are faithful to the Lord. And I'll tell you, friend, listen, there are times in our life when it isn't easy to be in the situations that we find ourselves in. Maybe now, currently, oh, maybe you're struggling with this. Maybe you're wondering, hey, look, we're still being affected by this thing called COVID, the making of this program when it's first aired, and we're getting to the end of it. Things are starting to straighten up and get back to some degree of normalcy, if anything can ever be normal again after this. But oh, look, friend, here's some things that we can do. Whether or not we're in the throes of some pandemic or whatever the thing may be, listen, whatever the enemy puts before us, whatever he sets in our path, whatever God allows, listen, friend, we can just continue. Let's just continue. That's what this text is. Let's just continue. Now, the Bible tells us in verse 10 of chapter 6 of the book of Daniel, now when Daniel knew the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chambers toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before God. And watch this phrase, as he did aforetime. Oh, look, Daniel just decided in the face of opposition, in the face of those that were against him, in the face, friend, of all that hell had brought again. You know what he decided? He decided he's just going to be faithful. He decided that he's just going to continue. That's what you and I need to do. That's what you and I need to do. Daniel, listen. Daniel knew what these princes and these others that had been set up over the providence of this man by the name of Darius had put them over. They had been set up by him. They had been princes and presidents to watch over the kingdom that he was the ruler of, as the Medes and the Persians had taken over Babylon. To rule. There had been a change in a kingdom, but I'll tell you what, Daniel was just steady. Daniel just decided that he's going to continue. Oh, listen, friend, can I beg of you? Can I encourage you? Can I challenge you? Let's just you and I today go before the Lord like Daniel, get on our knees before him, maybe prostrate ourselves on our floor, maybe just sit in our chair, whatever the case may be physically. You can stand and bow your head. It's not the position of your body as much as it is the condition of your spirit, friend, and just say, God, I'm going to keep on keeping on. I'm going to just continue. I'm going to be like that song Debbie sang, and I'm just going to be faithful. Hey, let's just continue. First of all, in our walk, I want you to think about that. That's what Daniel did. You know what? From the beginning, even before, I believe, Daniel was leaving Jerusalem as Nebuchadnezzar took the first group of exiles from there. Those young men that were well favored, that were educated, that could be taught, that they could learn. They were princes that were taken from their homeland, taken from all that was familiar with them, taken from the place of their nativity. Well, I believe, thank God, before Daniel arrived in that place called Babylon, and before we find the record that we have here in chapter 1 of this book of Daniel in verse 8, where he said he purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat nor the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. I believe with all of my heart, Daniel made up his mind that he was just going to continue. He was just going to continue, thank God, in the things mom and dad had taught him, the things that he had learned at synagogue, the things that he had read in the Word of God, the things, bless God, that had been told him by the scribes and the priests in the priesthood, those Levites that were faithful to the Word of God. Now listen, I know Jerusalem is in a bad shape, spiritually speaking, before that this captivity came in, but I believe with all of my heart, God had a remnant of people. God had somebody that was faithful to Him. Always has, always will be in every generation, in every situation. You know what Daniel did? He just decided, well look, he just said, I'm going to continue in my walk for Him. Hey, that's what we need to do. We need to just continue, friend, in our walk for Him. Hey, listen, over time, that's what Daniel did. From the time he left Jerusalem to the time that he arrived in Babylon, and all of those 70 years, probably no doubt Daniel spent all of those 70 years of his long life in that pagan city, in that heathen city, in that city, bless God, that wasn't home. Whoa, I believe Daniel just decided that he was going to continue to walk for the Lord. But that wasn't all. That wasn't all. You know what we need to do? Well, let's just listen. Let's just continue. I like Daniel in our walk for Him, but let's just continue in our fellowship with Him. Can you look at verse 4 and 5? Or is it such that you can? The Bible says this, that the presidents and princes who sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, listen, they knew that they couldn't do that, but that they could find. Listen to what it says in verse 4, but they could find none occasion nor fault in Him, for as much as He was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in Him. Ah, look, friend, Daniel didn't wait till he got into the heat of the battle. Daniel, listen, prepared before he got in the battle. He had made up his mind. He had set his heart. He listened, friend, he'd set his mind in his heart, maybe like our Lord did. Thank God. He just decided that he was going to not just walk for the Lord, but he was going to continue in His fellowship with the Lord. He was just going to be faithful in His fellowship with the Lord. And isn't that amazing? What a testimony. What a testimony. And those that were His enemies, those that were seeking to destroy Him, knew about this godly man. They said, wait just a minute. Wait just a minute. We need to get him out of the way. But wait, there's no way that we can bring an accusation against him. Why? He's been faithful in his fellowship with the Lord. He's been faithful in his walk for the Lord. And you know what? The only way we can catch him is to trick Darius in what we do. Look what he said. Look what they said in verse 5. And then said these men, we shall not find occasion against this Daniel. Now watch this. Except we find it against him concerning the laws of his God. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? His walk was so faithful. His walk was so amazing, friend, that even those that disliked him, had murder in their heart about him, they knew that they could not catch him in the walk that he had, or in the fellowship that he had with his God. And they knew that if there was anything that could be done against him. It would have to be by trickery, by conniving, by creating a plan that would be sure to get him in trouble for doing the things that he had always done and that they knew that he was going to continue to do in relationship to his God. Isn't that amazing how the enemy works? Now look at the testimony again of Daniel. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, they left. You know what these men did? These men said, now look, here's what we'll do. We'll go to King Darius and we'll say, now look, King, why don't you make a decree that if any man would ask any kind of petition from man or of any other god, that they'd be cast into the den of lions. And now look, we're all in this. All these princes and the president, you know, they lied to Darius. I mean, look, that lying to Darius wasn't a big deal for them. They had murder in their heart against Daniel. They wanted their way. They created a plan, friend, that they knew that I would put Daniel in a corner. They knew Daniel, listen, they knew he'd be faithful even in the face of death, even in the face bless God, of being thrown into a den of lions. And you know what? When Daniel found out about the decree that Darius had signed, I mean, you know what they did? They hooked into the pride of this Gentile, this Persian king. They hooked him by bragging on him and exalting him and put him in a position. Well, he knew in his heart probably that he shouldn't be put in. But it's what the Word of God says again, our text verse. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, that said, if any man ask any kind of petition to any other man or any god for 30 days, that they'd be cast into the den of lions. You know what he did when he knew the writing was signed? Well, he just did what he always did. Daniel said, "Look, look, I'm just going to continue." And that's what you and I need to do. Let's determine today. Let's just say, hey, we're going to continue. Let's just continue in our fellowship with God. Daniel went to his home. I went to the place of his prayer closet, if you'll allow me to say it that way. He'd already had his windows open toward the east, toward the city of Jerusalem, toward the city of his nativity, toward the city of his people, toward the city of his God. And you know what he did? Bless God three times that day. He fell before God on his knees and began to petition him. And look at verse 20. Oh, look, this man Darius knew him. And he said, and when he came to the den, this King Darius, on the morning after, he came to the den and he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, now listen to this, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lion? Oh, isn't that amazing? They all knew him down in Babylon. What does everybody around you know, sir, ma'am? Hey, let's just continue in our walk for the Lord, in our fellowship with the Lord, and in our communion with him. Look at the latter part of verse 10 again, and I'll pick up with it, verse 11. Let's just not continue in our walk and our fellowship, but let's continue in our communion. And as he did aforetime, the latter part of verse 10 says, these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before our God. Oh, look, friend, how important is our communion with God. That daily private time, that daily personal time, that daily time that puts power in our life and purpose in our life. Oh, friend, listen, it'll bring peace in the midst of a storm. It'll bring clarity to our mind and to our heart. It'll bring, friend, strength that we need to keep on keeping on for the Lord. You know what Daniel did? Hey, thank God he just did. He just continued. I mean, to tell you, he just continued praying and making supplication with God. He knew how important his devotional time was. His time praying to God, time reading the Word of God. I believe he had the book of Jeremiah with him and others probably with him. But we know he had Jeremiah's prophecy. Now how about that thing called meditation? Oh, while he was meditating, I believe the fire burned in his heart, don't you? And you know what it did? It just listened. It just strengthened his resolve. It just made him, bless God, more determined to decide that he was going to continue. So today, brother, sister, let us continue faithful in our walk for the Lord, in our fellowship with the Lord, in our communion with the Lord, and in our trust to Him. Look at verse 14. The Bible said, then the king, when he had heard these words now about Daniel, I can't read all of them. You read the whole chapter and you fill in the gap. When Darius heard that, he was sore displeased upon himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Do you know what? Daniel's trust wasn't in Darius. I mean, look, when those men said, now listen, we found a man asking a petition to somebody other than you, Darius, and when he found out that it was Daniel, his heart broke. I mean, to tell you, he was sad. I believe he got upset with himself. I believe he learned a great lesson there. Oh, and you know what he did? He began to do everything he could to reverse that, to get Daniel out of that bad place that he'd helped Daniel get in. But I want you to know something. Daniel's trust wasn't in Darius. I mean, to tell you, look, friend, he knew that God, like the three Hebrew children, could deliver him out of the den of lions, but he knew that he'd be delivered out of the hand of Darius and those men that came against him. Oh, friend, listen, I'm going to tell you, that man, Darius, sought for a way to be delivered, but not Daniel. He just simply trusted in the Lord. Let's look at verse 21 and 22 quickly in closing. When Darius came that morning, and he began to cry, Daniel, Daniel, look at verse 20. He said, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continued able to deliver thee from the lions? And then Daniel said unto him, unto the king, O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him, as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Hey, look, let us continue in our testimony of confidence, in our testimony of righteousness, in our testimony of the power of God. Listen, friend, who rules and reigns not only in the armies of heaven, but among the kingdoms of men. Hey, can I tell you, we just need to continue. Now let's face it, there's been some people, because of this pandemic, have sat down. I mean, to tell you, they've gone back. They've turned to the wrong things. They've stopped doing the right things. They've stopped being faithful. Hey, listen, friend, let's just be honest here. It may be hard to hear, but let's be honest. They've quit walking with the Lord. They've quit their fellowshipping with the Lord. They've quit their communing with the Lord. They've quit their trusting in the Lord. And you know what they did? They forgot about testifying for the Lord, the strength of that, the power of that, the impact of that. Hey, how about you? Does this message touch you? Does this message sound like it was designed for you? Hey, you may have been knocked down, but if you're a child of the King, you've not been knocked out. You know the Bible said, though a righteous man falleth seven times, yet shall he rise again. God's grace is sufficient. Bless God, His resurrection power is available. His purpose hasn't changed. It's eternal. It's eternal. His person hasn't changed. He's the same. I change not, the Word of God says. You know what? If you need to, won't you just run to the Lord? Won't you just humble your heart bow your head. It may be in shame. It ought to be in sorrow and say, God, I've failed you. I've failed you, but I don't want to. Hey, Father, I'm going to open my windows. I'm going back to my prayer closet. I'm going back to my devotion. I'm going back to my communion. I'm going to get my walk right. I'm going to get my talk right. Hey, I'm going to get my life right. Hey, Father, forgive me. I want that fellowship. I want that communion. Hey, I'm trusting in you. I'm looking to you. You know what God will do? Hey, listen. He'll bless you. He'll restore you. He'll forgive you. He'll pick you up. He'll stir you up. I bless God. He'll fill you up. And He'll send you along the way. Hey, let's just continue faithfully. Let's do that by the grace of God. Thanks for tuning in under the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDebbie@inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ears. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.